Greetings. This is the AMSOIL Dealer Podcast with Michael Sparks, AMSOIL Regency Direct Jobber and AMSOIL Dealer since 2000. Thanks for tuning in to Episode 9, done in podcast format. Prior to this, we hosted a Monday night AMSOIL Dealer training call that we recorded and posted to our website, www.lube-direct.com. Click on the dealer training website link. There are over 200 calls that you could listen to help you have more success in your AMSOIL business. I'm back. Sorry it's been so long since the last recording, but we've been madly building our AMSOIL business over the last few months, trying to qualify for the next recognition level in AMSOIL. And I'm proud to say that as of June 30th, 2019, we earned the recognition level of Regency Platinum Direct Jobber. This wasn't easy, but it was definitely well worth it, and we do appreciate all of our customers, our accounts, and our dealers for the efforts that they've put in over the last few months. Thank you so much. The Direct Jobber level in your AMSOIL business should be a serious goal for any dealer that would like to earn more money. Direct Jobber pays out the highest commissions on each commission credit, earning between 23 and 25% for every commission credit that flows through your business. This is from your own efforts, your own customers and accounts, and your own orders, as well as dealers that you sponsor into AMSOIL. The highest level of commissions are paid out to the direct jobber. And so it's really key to understand what it takes to get to the direct jobber level and how to maintain that. And from there, it just keeps getting better and better. So put direct jobber on your list of goals for 2020 if you're not currently there. And we look forward to helping you get to that level. We're here for you. You know, we knew back in the year 2000 that we were going to make AMSOIL a full-time income. We just didn't know how long or when it would happen. We learned everything we could about selling products and how to build a large customer base, as well as being a leader in the AMSOIL team. Our AMSOIL mentor, David and Carol Bell, had already reached higher levels of achievement, and we're grateful that they have took us under their wing, as you were, as you would say, and really allowed us to do what we do, where we are at today. You know, so it's been great, and having them as mentors, as well as other people up at AMSOIL headquarters, have helped us tremendously. Other dealers that we have networked with at different events have helped us, and we are truly grateful for that. And we would like to continue on with that by mentoring anyone that, especially those that are sponsored by us, mentoring them to be more successful and achieve their goals in their AMSOIL business. I was recently listening to another podcast. I listened to a lot of different, probably about 20 different podcasts and at any given time. Of course, I don't get to all of them, and I do listen to many of them at 1.5 or 2x speed. So, you know, an hour podcast I can get done in 30 minutes if I put it on 2x speed. But anyhow, I was listening to it. It was an entrepreneur show that I was listening to, and they had a successful person that had been in business for a long time, and he was explaining how there's about three phases of entrepreneurship. And when I got to thinking about it, I actually made four phases, and I'm going to call this the four phases of an AMSOIL business. And so the first three are what kind of he was explaining, and I put my own words into it and everything. And then the fourth phase is an additional phase that I added. So phase one, this is when you first get started in a business, and this could be anywhere from the first year up to 5 years. Richard Bliss Brooke actually wrote a book called The 4-Year Career. So this is it may take a while to get out of phase one, and it's a very difficult phase of the business. So when you're in phase one, you do 10 units of work and get 1 unit of pay, or sometimes you get no pay. So the common thing is that people will say they're working at their business and they're talking to people and they're getting discouraged. And they say, this isn't worth it, or I'm not getting paid for the time I'm putting in. And this is an employee mindset. You know, where most people are taught, you know, we go to work and we work an hour, or we work 40 hours and we get 40 hours worth of pay. So that mind shift that it takes to be an entrepreneur is that you're investing that hour or multiple hours. I remember when we first got started in AMSOIL back in 2000, I worked, you know, a couple of months, the first whole month of my AMSOIL business. And I remember my first commission check was $1.95, but we did a lot of, studying and ramping up our business and getting our website up and all, you know, we did have to pay to join. So there's a $50 right off the bat. We're in the whole 50 bucks. So it took a little bit of time before we even got a commission check. And then, there was many months and, or maybe even many years before that, commission even equaled the expenses that we had going out to work our business. So, having that, entrepreneur mindset where you're investing your time and with the expectation in the future of being a payment from that time. The key is having a mentor in the very beginning, someone that's been there and has pushed through this phase with success is critical in your success. Many people find mentors and many read motivational books and success books. And we've had those on our shows. We've had people that have written books. And I think I've got a book list. I'll try to put that in the show notes, a list of success books that we believe would be helpful for you. I'll get that going in the show notes. And then, you know, the entrepreneurial mindset is that I'm investing this hour today with the expectation that I will gain more than that hour sometime in the future. And we can think of this as the same as planting a tree versus, say, planting wheat. Anything about farmers, you know, sure, you'll get a crop of wheat in a few months. You know, you plant the wheat in the spring and, you know, usually by August they're picking wheat. But someone that plants a tree, it may take years of patience and cultivation before the first fruit even emerges. You know, a stand of wheat will only produce one stand of wheat. Now, of course, you have to plant a stand of wheat next year to get another stand. But a tree can produce a crop for literally thousands of years if it's cared for correctly. You can research this. Over in Europe, they use a system called coppicing. And they have hazelnut bushes over there that they, every 7 years, they chop them to the ground and they come back. And they've done this for literally 1,000 years. The same tree planted one time has created, a crop for literally that long. So understanding that the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago and the next best time is right now. So are you planting wheat or are you planting trees? That's the question. Moving on to phase two. Someone gets to the phase two in their business and they think, okay, great. I'm putting in the amount of effort and I'm getting paid what I believe is a fair compensation for that. You know, I'm putting in 10 units of time and earning what I would expect 10 units of pay. There are a lot of people who get to this point where their income from their business is doing well. They might be still very part-time at the business. They might be 10 hours a week or whatever. Or working a couple weekends a month, doing something, car shows or whatnot, and they're getting, say, $500, $1,000 or more per month in their AMSOIL business. And it's easy to get stuck in this, and many never progress past the part-time income mentality. They just, you know, are glad to have that. You know, they're putting in a couple weekends a month, or they're putting in a couple hours every day, getting a few $100, a few $1,000 maybe. And, you know, understanding that their day job, they're not going to get enough to replace that income from their day job. And so they kind of stay right there. Or maybe they have a day job and they're close enough to getting a retirement or something like that. And they have what they call the golden handcuffs. You know, they stay at that full-time job so they can get the benefits, guaranteed benefits at retirement or what have you. And this phase here requires a different kind of mentoring than the first phase. First phase is, you know, a mentoring is, you know, hey, I got to get that mind shift done so that, you know, understanding that I'm investing my time for future gain. And then also, you know, this is learning about product, learning about customer acquisition, learning about, you know, how the business works. That's phase one. And then phase two, the type of mentoring would be, you know, working diligently on your business, not in your business, as well as leadership skills to start and mentor others, and having the understanding that, you know, doing it by yourself will never accomplish your goal of creating financial freedom, if that is your desire. You may be great at selling the products, but until you be great at teaching others and helping them, you'll be stuck in phase two for a very long time. Phase three is you put in one unit of work and earn 10 units or more of pay. This is a dangerous level for several reasons. Many people feel like, oh, you know, I didn't really work hard at my business this month, but I got way more than I feel like I deserve. Maybe they've built a rock solid business and a lifestyle that comes along with that. They can also become bored or stagnant. The first two phases are exciting and, you know, that danger and, you know, things are new and whatnot. People in phase three, they just kind of plug along and they're stagnant. They may become bored. Maybe they don't feel like they have what it takes to truly become exceptional at the business. Many have accomplished this phase three while working their full-time job, and the feeling of security of having that steady paycheck involves. So they don't want to quit their day job. If you ever listen to Jim Rohn, he talks about, you know, he said, look, I didn't want to quit my day job because I had this interesting story where I earned twice as much money on my part-time job as I did at my day job. Now he said, granted, I wasn't making much money at my day job, but I had an interesting story. Look, I make more doing this other thing than I am, you know, at a job. And so he says, I didn't want to quit my interesting story. I always thought that was funny, you know, just, I don't know when to quit. And I might have a little bit of that in myself, so I can totally understand it. Another problem with phase three is not understanding Parkinson's law. I learned about Parkinson's law from Nelson Nash, and he writes in the book about Northcote Parkinson. Was a British essayist, a lecturer, and an economist who observed limitations in all of us. So we all have this Parkinson's law that we have to overcome. Number one is the work expands to meet the time allowed. And this means, let's say, for instance, you know, we all have that yearly thing where our income taxes are due on April 15th. You know, January 1st, our year starts over, and, you know, most people wait until, you know, April 11th to start thinking about their taxes. Or if you remember back in your school days, or maybe you are in school now, you know, you have a paper that's due in 2 weeks, and, you know, you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning the night before getting that paper done. So work expands to meet the time allowed. That's one rule of Parkinson's law. Another law, luxury once enjoyed becomes a necessity. And I, you know, growing up, you know, and I'm not really that old, but I, you know, in the 80s, many a times we had cars that didn't come with air conditioning in them. Just, you know, two windows down at 55 miles an hour. That was your air conditioning. And a luxury once enjoyed becomes a necessity. Once I got air conditioning in my car, do you think I would ever buy another car that doesn't have air conditioning? Probably not. Once I got my first cell phone and able to communicate, take a call, and then, of course, texting and, you know, the whole World Wide Web, would I ever give up my cell phone? I probably doubt it. And then lastly, expenses rise to equal income. And we all have that problem. You know, we get a raise or a new job, we're making more money. We immediately want to go out and raise our standard of living to equal that new raise that we got or the new job or bonuses or incomes or whatever. We spend that instead of taking maybe a portion of that raise and putting it aside. And the same is true with your AMSOIL business. You know, we get an extra $700 or $1,000. We get in there, we start making a few thousand dollars a month in our AMSOIL business. And, you know, maybe it's time to upgrade and get a new car. Or maybe it's, time to, just spend your money on other things instead of really seriously thinking about the future. You know, many people see that extra money, I'm doing it in air quotes, as fun money. They're spending it because they didn't feel like they, you know, it's not part of their normal income that comes in from their regular job. So it's like bonus money. They just kind of spend it. And then instead of like rolling it back into their business or setting some aside with the goal of becoming financially free as they increase their lifestyle. And I call that the wage slave trap. You know, we're stuck in that where we never will truly find financial freedom. And sure, you get to enjoy nicer things, newer cars, bigger homes. But, you know, if you're in the act of trading time for money, it's important to overcome Parkinson's law and prepare yourself to be able to have that day when you can quit your day job and therefore build that wealth. And going on to phase four is what I call a financial nirvana. Several years ago, I listened to a radio program. I used to drive to Virginia from Virginia Beach up to Richmond, and there was this radio program I'd listened to on the way home called Bob Brinker's Money Talk. It was all about stocks and bonds and all that other stuff, but he always had a saying in there. He talked about critical mass. And critical mass is a state of freedom from worry and anxiety about money due to the accumulation of assets, which make it possible to live your life as you choose without working. If you prefer not to work or just working because you enjoy your work, but don't need the income. Plainly stated, the land of critical mass is a place in which individuals enjoy their own personal financial nirvana. Differentiation between earned income and assets is a fundamental lesson to learn when thinking in terms of critical mass. Earned income does not produce critical mass. Critical mass is strictly a function of assets. Bob Brinker. The land of critical mass in our business is when we create this, we have a heightened ability to do things that others only dream about. I always say, you know, when you reach phase four, you get to do what you want, where you want, with who you want, for however long you want. And that means your money comes in from all of the efforts and the built up of business and whatnot from phases one through three. Many people reach phase four with a goal of a higher understanding and a higher appreciation of the world around them. You know, instead of stuck in that 9-to-5 job mentality and just keeping your head down and whatever, we get to look around and, you know, what do they say? Stop and smell the roses and think about things that people don't have time to think about. Many people want to give back. Many people want to educate others from a focal point and, be able to help out people in their life or people around them that have that they know could achieve financial freedom if they wanted to. Retirement is never a word in their vocabulary, as they don't feel like they are working because now they enjoy doing what they are truly passionate about. And we've been lucky to be surrounded by people who have inspired us, like David Bell and Carol Bell and you know, even Mr. Amatuzio, you know, into his late 80s and 90s, went into AMSOIL work every single day, dressed up and went in when he could have truly turned the business over, you know, 30 years ago or 20 years ago or what have you. He went in and was really a visionary for the company. And we feel like we're a visionary for our team and for our own personal lives. And we're out there spreading the message, spreading the word about what it's like to have that financial freedom. And we're by no means, you know, a Grant Cardone going to fly off into the sunset in our own private jet or anything. But we do enjoy a lifestyle, and I believe it is possible for anybody, because I'm really not anything that I have not done anything that anybody else can't do. I honestly can tell you that. So some other people think about have reached the financial nirvana and have been able to give back and that are were instrumental in my life. Jim Rohn, Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins, Robert Kiyosaki, and John Maxwell, and many others. There's all kinds of motivational and financial speakers and whatnot. These people spent years mastering their craft before they were ever really able to go out and do what they're doing now. It's taken them years to get up to that point. But the key is they went through all three of those phases that I described earlier, and to get to that point. And that's the key for you. The keys to the Golden City are within your reach. The only thing stopping you is you. Understanding the four phases of your business and then doing something about it and what it takes. We believe in you. I like I said before, I think anybody can do this business. We're not here to push you. We're here to help you, give you a hand up. We're well on our way in transitioning our lives through these phases, and we're not perfect. Matter of fact, we have to overcome Parkinson's Law each and every day. It's not easy, but it's worth it. We're looking forward to seeing many of our top leaders in AMSOIL here next month at the AMSOIL Direct Jobber Convention. It's just about a month away. Today's September 1st. I think it starts October 4th or something like that. So if you're not at the direct jobber level, as I said at the beginning of this program, we suggest getting serious about your business so you can take part in these conventions in the future. We have several great documents that I think could help anyone that really wants more in their business. There's the AMSOIL Game Plan, and that was put out by AMSOIL about a year or two ago. And you can print out a copy of that and work through it as a goal-setting exercise for your business. Whether you have no customers, whether you have a few customers, whether you have 100 customers, or whether you have 1,000 customers, resetting your goals and working the AMSOIL Game Plan will help you get to that next level of achievement. The next document that I'd like to talk about is one that I created. It's called What Does It Take to Earn $1,000, $5,000, or even $10,000 per month in your AMSOIL business. It's a page I actually put up on my website and explains how you go through the process and about how many customers buying a certain amount. Now, of course, is it exact? No, but it gives you an idea that says, hey, look, if I had, you know, 20 customers buying so much product, this is about what I would make. And so it's a good mental exercise and should inspire you to go out and, you know, build that customer base up in your business. Lastly, the AMSOIL Dealer / Direct Jobber Awards and Incentives document is what we use to set our goals for higher achievement. It was a document that came in the old AMSOIL business manual, and I had kept a copy of it, and I use it as a guide for my business. And I took the time and rewrote that entire PDF booklet on my dealer training website, actually. And I think it's important to understand, you know, what do I have to do to get that next goal in AMSOIL? You know, how many accounts do I need to have account direct? What does it take to be direct jobber? You know, or even the initial recognition levels. I sponsor one dealer and get 100 commission credits. I sponsor three dealers and get 300 commission credits, all the way up to 20 dealers sponsored and 2,000 commission credits. So working that aspect of the business will really help cement in a well-rounded business, as well as one that will be rock solid. Many dealers, kind of work the business how they were taught or how they feel it's best for them. And in some cases, they've worked themselves into a job instead of having a business that works for them. And even since the very beginning, we always thought to ourselves, how can we create a business that will allow us to do the things, not where we're trading time for money. So, the AMSOIL opportunity is still one of the best ways for anyone, regardless of their financial situation, to build a successful business by helping customers and accounts experience the highest quality lubrication and filtration products on the market, as well as helping others that have a passion for all things mechanical create financial freedom by becoming an AMSOIL dealer. In closing for that, I want to just say that we appreciate everybody that listens to these podcasts. If you like them, please share them. If you know somebody that's thinking about being an AMSOIL dealer, share this podcast with them. Give them a little taste of what it takes to be successful. Of course, follow up with them after that. See what their thoughts were. See if they're ready to get started with you or what have you. Again, we'd love to hear your comments. If you want to go to the show notes for this podcast, it's the AMSOIL Dealer Training website, which is www.accountdirect.lube-direct.com. And this is podcast episode 9. Leave us a message. We'll be glad to hear your comments. And with that, get out there and make some AMSOIL happen.